You're heading the Democratic Senate campaign committee, right? And you're helping to pick up seats in November. What are some of the races that people should be watching that should be close? Or
everyone's noticing the what we're calling the blue wave around the country, mm-hmm. Democratic victories everywhere, places that no one expected. We're seeing that here in New York, even in the local races. Two big counties had a flip from Republican to Democrat in their county exec seats. Last year, one of them was our colleague, George Latimer, mm-hmm. who is now the Westchester County Executive. You have Laura Kern in Nassau County. So we're feeling it here, too. It seems to be most pronounced in the suburbs, in New York, certainly, but even around the country, where that that energy to push back against Donald Trump and his agenda out of Washington is being felt dramatically. No surprise here in New York, because the Trump tax plan, the Republican tax plan, is punishing the suburbs, especially by capping the deductibility on property taxes, which are some of the highest in the country in our suburbs. And people have figured that out. And we're seeing the results of that. We just had a special election to fill George Latimer's seat, where Shelley Mayer, our new colleague, had performed better than even Senator Latimer ever did. And he was very, very popular and did very well there. So we're seeing an uptick in Democratic performance. We think we're going to continue to see that in November, Nassau County, Suffolk County, Westchester, on up into the Hudson Valley, and even throughout upstate New York.
Some of the former IDC members are facing primaries. Is the Senate Democratic Campaign Committee getting involved in those primaries?
No, we are not. We are not supporting their opponents, and we generally, as a rule, don't get involved in primaries because the resources we do have, we need to marshal for November and to opposing Republicans. That has always been our policy. We had members of our conference face primaries through the years, and we never financially get involved in them, even when they were primaries funded and created by the IDC at the time. And our members always were able to get reelected. But our mission is to take Republican seats and turn them Democratic, and we need to marshal our resources for that effort.
So you'll back whoever wins the primaries in some of these cases?
Well, certainly. Yes.
Democrat. Okay, the final question. Your name's been mentioned from time to time as possibly running for higher office. The attorney general seat is vacant. You decided not to do it this time around. Do you think that you'll run for higher office at some point? What's in the future?
I'm involved in public service to make a difference, and the best way I can do that, I would like to. Who knows what options present themselves in the future. Right now, at this moment in history, especially the way the seat became vacant, the Attorney General's office.
Mm-hmm. Over a scandal, yes.
A scandal about mistreatment of women specifically.
Yes.
I thought, and obviously the broader conversation around the country, I thought it was important that a woman get to hold that spot. We have not had enough women in high positions in this state or in our country, and the effects of that have been very pronounced, and it's been getting a lot of attention, as it should. So I thought the best thing at this point in time was to support Tish James, who I think would make a great attorney general, and that's the decision I made.
She's the New York City public advocate currently,
correct,
for people who don't know.
Right, and the other side of the coin for me is, as you mentioned, my mission here has been to get a Democratic Senate, and we are now a hair's breadth away from that, and I'm going to focus on that. I wouldn't want to do anything to detract from that effort right now in the middle of the campaign season, which just began this week with petitions being circulated. And so I've said that if at the end of this year we have the first female majority leader in Andrea Stewart-Cousins and the first female attorney general, I guess we have Barbara Underwood now, but the mm-hmm. first elected female
yeah.
attorney general in Tish James, then I will be very happy with the decisions that I made.
Well, it's going to be an exciting few months. Thanks very much for joining us, Senator Mike Gianaris.
Thank you, Karen.